following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. All-Star Weekend. Supposed to be a big thing. You know, it's one of those big deals, if you will. But if it was such a big deal, then why don't the stars actually come out? I've been talking about this for years. And the truth of the matter is this. It's all about the young guys coming up, but ultimately, a guy like myself likes to see the best doing these types of things, and we just don't get that anymore. Speaking of the best, let's hook up with my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. How you doing, buddy?
We used to be spoiled. You know, we used to watch Michael Jordan and Dominique Wilkins and Spud Webb, you know, and Larry Bird in the shootout. And now we get Derrick Jones Jr. Now we get some lesser names, and it's just not as exciting of an event. You know, you remember when LeBron James promised that he would do it the next year, and then he failed to come through on that promise. That was the chance that NBA All-Star Weekend had a chance to be an event, but it's a neutral site gathering. It's kind of like the NBA Super Bowl. It just happens midseason.
Yeah, we'll get into it because some interesting stuff happened, obviously. But again, not really the great performances that we want to see, and the missed dunks and the four dunks to make one dunk. I don't know. It's just they got to do something about this sooner or later. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it.
Boosler for 10, and Curry. Oh, my goodness.
From about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
What the hell's going on out here?
Good question, to be honest with you, from Vince. And welcome back, obviously. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. There's really one theme I've got for the whole weekend of All-Star Weekend, and I'm going to get into that in a second. But just listening to the clip as we came back and thinking about the All-Star activities that happened over the weekend, let's call it Saturday night when they happened, and they were the three-point contest, they were the skills competition, and the slam dunk, and to me, Jeff, the slam dunk contest is awful. It's pathetic. They've really lost their ability to dunk the ball on the first try. I mean, ultimately, that's what made the dunk contest so incredible. When we were seeing Vince Sanity and Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, Spud Webb, for crying out loud, at 5'7", that dude did not miss attempts like these guys miss attempts. The three-point shootout, that was a very interesting. I mean, there were so many no-shows. Guys just did not show up to these events. And that we're talking about the best of the best, you know, in the Open and how they don't do it. And, you know, you mentioned that the young stars are who is actually gets showcased in these events. Well, then showcase yourself. Don't go out there and embarrass yourself. Aaron Gordon flat out embarrassed himself with his dunk ability, or lack thereof dunking ability, that he showed in the dunk contest on Saturday night. And ultimately, Jeff, I guess what I'm saying is I'm disappointed so far in what I've seen. And that leads me to what the real theme of the whole weekend is. And it's KD and Russ. It's going to be very interesting to watch those guys have to play together on a basketball floor. When, I hate to say it, but, you know, a lot of feuds, Jeff, are fake. And they're not real. And it's like two guys just kind of wanting to cause noise and this and that. But I hate to say it. This is absolutely legitimate. These guys do not like each other. And therefore, Russ has taken a whole disliking to the Golden State Warrior team. Let's be honest. But there has got to be a moment in the All-Star game where these guys are on the floor together. I am just absolutely, I am chomping at the bit, waiting to see what may take place when all these guys are on the same floor. So to me, the theme of the whole weekend is KD and Russ. And what are we going to see when those two guys have to be on the floor together?
You know, before the Thunder took their first trip to the finals, when they played LeBron in the Heat in 2012, Bill Simmons was writing about, you know, Bill Simmons then with ESPN was writing about this whole alpha dog situation with the Thunder. He referred to it as the Barksdale Bell conundrum. And that was, you know, a reference to The Wire. And if you watch the show, you know that that relationship between the Kingpin and the Lieutenant, it did not end well. And it didn't end well for Russ and KD in Oklahoma City. You know, they had that one finals appearance. They blow the 3-1 lead a year ago. You know, you wonder, did KD leave to go to Golden State just to win, or did he leave Oklahoma City to get away from Russ?
Great questions. I mean, look, I think there's probably a little bit of truth in both of those. Let's be honest. If you go to Golden State, you got a great shot to win championships. We know that. They've put together an unbelievable team. I mean, it's ridiculous. They have.
Did you see that KD got introduced? I think it was on TV or in the arena as OKC Zone. How awkward was that?
That was just very interesting because KD then, you know, half-heartedly raised his hand and acknowledged it. Look, at the end of the day, he's going to take some shots from everybody. We've seen that. And everybody has definitely given him the business about going there and, you know, not as Charles Barkley liked to say to LeBron James. I think he used the same comment when he talked about Durant, but it kind of got swept under the rug, to be honest with you, Pete. But truth be told, these guys all want to compete. And KD wants to win championships. So at the end of the day, I have no problem with what KD did, and nobody else should either. He did his time in Oklahoma City, man. He honored his contract. And the way that it's structured now in the NBA, you're a free agent. You have the ability to move and take your talent somewhere else. So I have no problem with how KD did what he did. You may be upset. You may be disappointed because obviously Russell Westbrook is. Has he moved on? Sure. He's moved on, man. He's a triple-double every single night. He's absolutely moved on. But the product is nowhere near as good.
You talk about moving on. You talk about Russell Westbrook moving on. And you see that he's got nobody around him. You got a guy like Roberson that's defense only. You know, I asked you a week ago who's his number two there in Oklahoma City, and you said it's Steven Adams, and that's not a great state of affairs, and it reflects in the standings, and it reflects in the drop off of the Oklahoma City Thunder. You know, now Golden State's dropped off from where they were a year ago, but they were just out of this world a year ago. They're still out of this world. The bar is just set a little bit higher, and that kind of leads me into my next question for you regarding KD. You know, there was a lot of shade thrown at the Warriors so far in New Orleans this weekend. You know, you had Klay Thompson, who couldn't get out of the first round, couldn't outshoot Swaggy P in the three-point shootout.
Yeah.
You had Steph Curry trying to make shots for the Sager Foundation. Just got to be a little bit embarrassed. It was like tin cup, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very embarrassing. Guy took like 12 shots, didn't make one of them. And I think that what you learn from that is like, it's not an easy shot, man. When he does it in the game and it's like, you know, just in a lot of ways, you know, we talk about the Hail Mary being luck. I hate to say it, but a lot of those shots, I personally feel that Steph Curry and other guys will just throw up because they have to beat the buzzer. Those are luck. They're a Hail Mary, but they're luck. Whereas a Hail Mary in football, you know it's coming. I mean, it's not as much luck involved, personally. Yeah, to make the whole play and everything happen, there's a little bit of luck involved because there's a little bit of luck involved in every single play. But ultimately, throwing a ball 50, 60, 70 feet and trying to make it in a little cylinder like that, that's luck, man.
Well, it's a 47-footer. It's funny because that's the difference between taking a 47-footer from half court straight on and taking the 38-footers that Steph Curry is known to take, you know, the one that he infamously took that we run the highlight clip of all the time. You know, he takes those very long shots from, you know, 8-10 feet behind the arc, and he can take jumpers from there. But when he's got to heave it, I think the skill is eliminated. I mean, it takes a little bit of skill, but it's not like shooting those long jumpers. It's a completely different world for Steph Curry, and we saw it in such embarrassing fashion on Saturday night.
How do you think KD and Russ handle themselves on the basketball floor? Like, do they even sit any – like, is one guy on one end of the bench and the other guy's on the other end of the bench? Like, honestly, I have a really I just really want to see how this whole thing shakes out, how they interact, how Russ interacts with all the Golden State Warrior players. Because truthfully, man, that hate is real, man. Do you agree? Is that hate real in your opinion?
I think it might be. I think it might be. But I think that we're going to it's going to be much ado about nothing, much like Roger Goodell and Tom Brady with the Super Bowl. I think that they're going to be civil. I think that they're going to be professional. And keep in mind that these guys both come from the AAU culture, where players that don't like each other, kids that don't like each other, have to play on the same court all the time. And, you know, and they focus on the greater good, which is putting together a good product on the basketball court.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We'll have to see how it all shakes out. I'm definitely interested to see how Russ and KD handle themselves doing this whole thing over the weekend, the interviews, the festivities, and now the game. And we learned that Russ is not one of the top 10 favorite players of all of his peers, too. So that's an interesting thing, too, to me personally. Anyways, I do know we've got music coming, so we got to take a quick break, a quick pause for the cause, and we'll be back on the other side. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I don't know. He hit me on the heart, but sorry, I'm going to get his ass back straight up.
Did you notice him standing over the top of you?
No, I didn't see that just now, but I'm going to play that game. I'm going to get his ass back. So whenever that is, I don't know when it's going to be, but I'm going to play that game.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Tubbs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world, as we all know. All-Star Weekend and a little bit of baseball, to be honest with you there. We just gave you a little bit of the what happened from, obviously, the World Series. The Cubs get it done. Cleveland Indians don't. Speaking of 3-1, they were up 3-1 as well, Jeff, now that I think about it. And I'm not sure if we do have our guest yet, but Jeff, if we do, let's welcome him in.
Well, you know, we have scheduled Joe Koblitz from Burning River Baseball, part of the Sports Daily. The guy covers spring training out in Goodyear, Arizona, the Cincinnati Indians, the Cincinnati Reds and the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
And hey, that's an Ohio hybrid team that right there.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know, spring training is going to start up. You know, I was looking forward to watching some baseball here in the Valley of the Sun over the weekend, but we got quite a bit of rain, which is kind of usual for the winter, but not when you're getting ready to watch baseball. You think of the fun in the sun, sitting in the grass, watching spring training. That's going to start up here on the 25th of February. You know, the 26th, we're going to get the Indians and the Cubs in a very unheralded, very unimportant rematch of the seven games that we saw in October and November last year. But, you know, it's fun. We're starting to see the guy, you know, pitchers and catchers are checking in. I don't know if you caught the prank that Greg Maddux pulled on Chris Bryant, but it was pretty good. You know, he acted like he was the sound guy. He had a fat suit. Actually, he might not have had a fat suit on. Yours might have been unkind to Greg Maddux since, he hung up the cleats for good. But, Chris Bryant goes there and the sound guy says that he's going to throw some batting practice and he starts throwing cheese. And, you know, Bryant's like, hey, you know, this sound guy's got some good stuff. And, you know, he rips off the fake beard and the long hair wig. And, you know, it turns out it's Greg Maddux, who's one of his heroes, another Chicago Cub that started out in Las Vegas, Nevada. So,
yeah.
We have Joe Koblitz on the line. Welcome into the show, Joe.
Howdy.
Howdy. All right, so we're going to start with the big moves of the offseason. Obviously, the Indians upgrade. Maybe it's a lateral move from Napoli to Edwin Encarnacion. And the Cubs kind of subtract. You know, they lose Dexter Fowler without bringing anyone in. So if we look at our American League and National League champions, let's start with your favorite team, the Cleveland Indians. What does this Encarnacion signing mean and represent for the Cleveland Indians franchise?
Well, I think it's a huge upgrade over Napoli, especially if you watch the end of last season. Napoli really just ran out of steam. He's a little older. And I think he was the 1 year, maybe we're going to contend, maybe we're not. Let's not make a huge investment. Let's see what we can do. Bring up Napoli. And he did very well, especially for what he was paid. Encarnacion is, we know we're contenders. We're going to go all in. You know, they don't just hand out $60 million contracts to anybody. They did that because they know they're going to be contending, and they wanted a more guaranteed than if they had given a 2-year deal to Napoli, you know, a more guaranteed amount of production.
We're talking to Joe Koblitz, Burning River Baseball, part of the Sports Daily online, and you can follow him on Twitter. Joe, throw out your Twitter handle.
It's at Burning River BB.
All right. Dorf, why don't you throw something to Joe?
Hey, Joe, let me ask you this. You know, a lot of years, sometimes you add by subtraction, or you have to go out and you have to add this or that for the missing piece to the puzzle. Look, both you guys are Cleveland guys, so I'm just going to hit it kind of hard, to be honest with you. You're up 3-1, and you blow it. So ultimately, what would you think the Indians need to go out and do to make themselves better so that when they're in that position – and they're up 3-1 again, if they ever have that opportunity, how do you go out and you close the door?
Well, the problem was they were in a really bad situation. I mean, Ian Kinsler breaking Carlos Carrasco's hand with a hit baseball back to him, like, that's not something you can prepare for. It's not something that you can expect to happen. It just happened. If Trevor Bauer had broken his hand and Carrasco would have been fine, they would have won the World Series. I mean, that's just, to me, that's simple. You wouldn't have to pitch Kluber 3 times. They would have easily won the World Series before, maybe in 5 games, rather than having to go 7.
And so let me ask you this, Joe. Let me ask you this. In that particular case, in that scenario, they just didn't have enough arms. Is that what you're thinking? At the end of the day, if they had a couple more arms, a couple healthy arms to throw out there, they would have been able to get this thing done.
Well, yeah, it was just the – it's not that they don't have the pitchers. They do have the pitching. I mean, they went deep and pitched Ryan Merritt in the ALCS, and he won. So they have the depth. It's just so many guys got hurt in such a short period. And Kluber got hurt like his last start of the season. He pulled his groin. That's not what you want going into the postseason. He recovered, but Salazar missed it. Carrasco missed it. Bauer cut his finger. You can't go into the World Series with Josh Tomlin and Corey Kluber and expect to win it easily. And I think they just ran out. If they could have finished it off in five or six even, but when you're going to seven games and asking Kluber to pitch three times, it's essentially unprecedented since the 1940s for the Indians.
Speaking of a shortage of arms, you know, the Indians definitely aided by this offseason. You know, Chris Sale traded to the Red Sox. You know, obviously the tragedy involving Yordano Ventura and the car accident in the Dominican Republic. So you look at two of the top arms from division rivals, they go away. But my question is more focused on Chris Sale going from the White Sox to the Red Sox helps the Indians during the regular season. But you got to look at Boston as one of those teams that they're probably going to have to deal with in the month of October. Is that really kind of just a lateral move with Sale kind of not being a regular season nuisance, but suddenly becoming a playoff nuisance?
Well, I'm looking up a number real quick, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. First thing, the Indians swept the Red Sox in the playoffs last year. So if they won one of those, if the Red Sox had won one of those games, they still could have beat them anyway. In his career, Chris Sale is 5-7 against the Indians with a 4.07 ERA. He's really not been that dominant pitcher. And you could say, like, a lot of times the Indians have struggled against left-handed pitchers, but they've never struggled against Chris Sale. And I think what it does is it completely guts the White Sox. So you may have the Indians stacking up some lofty regular season win numbers because they get to play the White Sox and the Twins, who are really just decimated at this point. But I don't think that he's going to kill them in the playoffs. All these guys have faced him a ton of times. And he's pitched in 27 games against the Indians, and most of these guys are the guys he's pitched against, so they're used to him.
Joe, how in the heck do we explain the fact that it's 70 degrees in Cleveland, Ohio, or somewhere in somewhere in that neighborhood, and it's like 57 degrees and raining here in Arizona? So obviously the first workouts kind of forced the Indians to conduct the majority of everything indoors. Probably shocking, to be honest with you, but what do you have to say about that?
I'm not a weatherman, so I don't know how it happened exactly. But it rains in spring at least 2 days every year. I'm glad it's doing it now and not, I mean, hopefully it won't be doing it later in spring when they're actually playing games and they'll get those games in. It's unfortunate now because they've only got a week of full practices before they start games. So you really don't want to miss a full day, especially the first full day of practices today. But if it saves us from having a rain out during the actual spring season, it'd be nice. And at least it's not Florida where it rained every day.
It does rain. You know, Grapefruit League people just get, you know, they try to tell me that it's something different, but Florida has daily rains at 4 o'clock. If you don't get that game, you know, I've never seen, you know, I spent a week in Florida 1 year and I think I had 4 rain delays. So, hey, last question before we get you out of here. In the National League, you know, everybody's expecting the Cubs. The Dodgers made a ton of moves. The Nationals add Adam Eaton. Is there a surprise team that we can look for to give the Cubs a little bit of a challenge in the National League this year?
And you mentioned Ventura, but Jose Fernandez is a real big one to me. I thought the Marlins were going to be that team this year, but I don't think that they have the pitching without him. There's not a whole lot. It's really dominant team, like the Dodgers in the West. You've got the Cubs and maybe the Cardinals in the Central, and the Mets and the Nationals. I think the Braves think they can compete, but I really don't think they can. If you really want an underdog, I'll go with the Marlins still. See if they can do something.
The Marlins, huh? Interesting. That's an interesting pick out of I mean, obviously the Dodgers could easily make some moves. Do you think
I think they're the favorite. So I'm not trying to pick another favorite for you.
Right, I got you. What about the Cardinals? Like, do they make a rebound this year or what?
Yeah, I think they're the second best team in the Central.
Do you think they make a move for Quintana, given the Alex Reyes news this week?
It would be smart. I saw some rumors around him, and that's what scares me, is they've already gotten two of the best prospects in all of baseball. And Moncada, I've seen play as a minor leaguer a few times. I've never seen Giolito, but obviously he's got, you know, high marks. And to get those guys already, if they trade Quintana, they should get another top 20 prospect in baseball.
Hey, Joe, we got to let you go, man. Appreciate you taking your time out with us. Joe Kolbowitz joining us from BurningRiverBaseball.com. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey, I remember this pug. Ex-boxer. His real name was Joey Chicago.
Oh, yeah. He fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis.
Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston by Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember if it was north or south.
North. South Dakota was his brother from West Virginia.
You sure know your boxing?
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as is each and every week. And that was OJ, if you didn't catch the knowing who that was. That was OJ from Naked Gun, I believe. And the reason we're playing that is because there's obviously been some recent news about the parole hearing for OJ to be potentially released from prison. And I'm going to start this out by saying this. I believe he got 33 years for armed robbery or something along those lines. Is that correct, Jeff?
He got the maximum, whatever it is. And, you know, and we both know that what happened in Las Vegas, the sentencing, the verdict, you know, it was not about armed robbery as much as it was about double homicide.
Absolutely. And see, that's my problem with the whole thing. So I think as far as this goes, he served 9 years, I believe, of the 33-year sentence so far. Is that correct?
He's been locked up since 2008. The alleged incident took place in August or September of 2007.
So we're coming up on the 9 years. So that's probably when that parole hearing will wind up being, because I think you're eligible 9 years after, something like that. So here's the deal. Personally, I'm going to kind of I might surprise you. I'll be honest with you. I think I'm going to side with the fact that if they're basing it just based on this, and OJ has done what he's supposed to do, and I don't exactly know what that entails, but if he's eligible for parole, I would think that he should get parole in that case. How do you feel? Am I crazy? I mean, look, again, I know that in my heart and in my mind, I think that this guy killed two people. But as far as what we're talking about with the justice system and this particular situation, I think 33 years is awfully extreme, to be honest with you. So in this particular case, I would have to say, if he is eligible and he is good to go for parole, the guy maybe he deserves to be paroled.
I think that that's probably the logical way of looking at it, but the emotional way of looking at it, and, you know, human beings are not without emotion. I think the emotional way of looking at it is you understand how grisly those crimes were that were committed back in June of 1994. I believe it was.
Yeah, I was watching the darn Rockets and the New York Knicks, man, in the NBA Finals, and they just absolutely ruined it for me. So, yeah, I'll never forget that day, man. Honestly, I'll never forget it.
Well, you know, NBC didn't know how to handle it. They're like, you know, does NBC News take precedent over NBC Sports? And the news happens to be sports, and sports fans are going to be watching. You know, they're going to watch the NBA Finals, you would figure, but you know, at the same time, this was so compelling. This was so unique, and it was, you know, quite frankly, overblown. It was way overblown. You know, it was the first time we really watched something unfold on television like that. And, you know, at the end of the day, it wasn't about whether or not he killed two people, but it was whether or not there was systemic racism within the Los Angeles Police Department. You know, keep in mind, we're coming 3 years off the heels of the Rodney King incident and yep. the subsequent riots that followed. So tensions were high in Los Angeles. A jury of his peers found him not guilty. But that doesn't mean that justice was served. And he lost the civil suit. He lost his robbery case, which was really flimsy. But, you know, people don't forget that kind of stuff. No. So I don't know, man. Like, I feel that he's where he should be right now. You know, actually, he should be in the California penal system. He's in the Nevada penal system. And I think that somebody's going to look at this logically, look at the way that the laws are written, that you can't convict somebody. You know, there is no double jeopardy. You can't convict him for murder in a robbery case, and that's essentially what they did. So I understand what's happening, you know, from a justice perspective, but from an emotional perspective and from an actual karma perspective, you know, it's just difficult.
It is difficult, and that's my issue with it, because he's actually paying the price, like you're saying, for something else, but they wound up figuring out a way to do it in this particular situation with the armed robbery situation. But ultimately, man, I heard something as well about he needs knee surgery and they're not letting him have it. There's issues with the medical procedures and whatnot, I guess. So there's a little bit more going on here than we know about as well too. But getting back to something you said about the whole culture and everything that we learned about from this OJ incident, and to be honest with you, man, I hate to say it, but it's still very relevant and prevalent today, and we're learning it more and more each day, to be honest with you. So we've come a long way, but I think we still have a real, real long way to go, to be honest with you. And, you know, OJ was loved by everybody, whites, blacks, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, you name it. Everybody loved this guy. He was an icon, man. He had the world in the palm of his hands, and he absolutely blew it. I think that is the biggest lesson that I learned from this whole OJ Simpson saga, that he was such an icon. He was loved by so many. And I think that that's part of the reason why he got off in the first place. I mean, nobody could believe that a guy like this could do that. And we just thought that he was this great athlete, and that's what he brought to the table. So I think that a lot of people had a hard time really believing that OJ Simpson could do something like this. And I mean, I've never seen a guy have the world in his hands, in the palm of his hands, more so than OJ Simpson did back in the day, man. And I've never seen anybody blow it the same way that OJ Simpson did either.
You know what you said right there? You know, it kind of took me down the road that I wanted to take this conversation. You know, not so much the legal proceedings, and you know that they said, you know, that Michael McCann of Sports Illustrated said that his release this summer is not just possible, but very likely probable. And you know, it kind of resets the whole, you know, who OJ Simpson was when he wasn't a double murderer. Or an alleged double murderer and an alleged and convicted armed robber. You know, what he was someone that transcended sports into entertainment. You know, we were talking during the break about the movie Airplane. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was in Bruce Lee movies. He was in those spoof movies. Some of the same people that did Airplane did the Police Squad and the Naked Gun. But O.J. Simpson wasn't just a former athlete that got cameo roles. OJ Simpson was a legitimate actor. You know, he was in the Towering Inferno and, you know, obviously the Naked Gun movies. You know, he was big with NBC Sports right up until the time of the passing of his wife and a waiter in Brentwood. And he wasn't, you know, and it's ironic that he got off on, you know, the systemic issues within the LAPD, the racism. Sure. Because, you know, if you watch that FX series, The People versus OJ Simpson, you know, they said a jury of his peers would be white country club types up in Brentwood, you know, because he was that lifestyle. He was almost not a black man, you know, except on the surface. So, but, you know, I wonder if there's ever going to be another O.J. Simpson as far as what he was before 1994, between the end of his playing career and just being a mainstream actor. And I think that, with All-Star Weekend, we're learning that LeBron James, who was in the movie Trainwreck.
Yes.
We hear about Space Jam 2 rumors. He's starting a production company in Hollywood. I think that despite being 6'8 and recognized as being LeBron James, I think that LeBron wants to be that guy, and he's got smart people around him that might make it happen for him.
Yeah, he wants to become a global entertainment icon. And ultimately, man, like we were talking during the break, I think LeBron, the business guy, is fantastic because, like you said, he has very good people around him, makes good decisions, gives back to the community. So I have all the respect in the world for a guy like LeBron James wanting to better himself after his NBA career is over. And ultimately, let's face it, he's one of the greatest players to ever play basketball, at least in my humble opinion. And before it's all said and done, maybe he's the greatest. I don't know. We'll have to see. But I talk about greatness a lot, and I would say he's the greatest of our time right now. I would say Jordan was the greatest of his time, you know, so they're all great. They're all the greatest at some point, but I think it's pretty cool, man. I mean, LeBron is a smart guy. Ultimately, he's a smart guy, and I think that this shows you how smart the guy is. He must enjoy acting himself. Let's be honest. He's been in a couple movies, like you said, and I think that ultimately this puts him on the map all over the world as a entertainment icon. So More power to LeBron James. I mean, look, I said to you in the earlier as well, guys like Magic Johnson, he had businesses outside of NBA when he was playing. He had car dealerships, and he had all kinds of different things of revenue and business ideas. Magic Johnson had a talk show for a while. Wasn't successful, but he had a talk show. I mean, so these guys that are creating – Shaquille O'Neal is another guy, to be honest with you, Jeff, who is an entrepreneur and very savvy with what he does.
Not to sidetrack you, but is Shaq doing something with wrestling now?
I don't know. He may be. I mean, look, he's all over himself. Man, Shaq has a lot of things going on. Damian Lillard has a rap label, I believe, a hip-hop label or something. A lot of these guys are a lot more savvy than we give them credit for. I hate to say it, but a lot of these guys figure out a way to create something maybe even bigger and better for themselves once they're done playing basketball. And ultimately, man, I find that to be awesome. More power to these guys.
I think the ceiling might be a little bit higher for LeBron.
Sure.
Because of how positive his image is. You know, the only things you can really get on him about, you can get on him about the narcissism, you know, that he's the GM of the Cavs and he was the GM of the Heat when he was down there. But at the end of the day, other than flopping and changing teams, there's really nothing negative to look at when you're looking at LeBron James. You know, Michael had the gambling, you know, Michael
yep.
had a lot of problems off the court, you know, problems
yep.
with, you know, marital problems. LeBron's with his high school sweetheart, you know, Magic Johnson was a, you know, a little bit of a philanderer, you know, I'm not trying to make light of his, you know, of his ailment, but.
Well, with that being said though, I'll be honest with you, man, he's also turned that into one hell of a positive and been a very good spokesman for HIV. And I mean, let's be honest, man. The fact that Magic Johnson looks as good as he does, what is he, 25 or some odd years after being diagnosed with HIV? I mean, honestly, he is a medical miracle, to be honest with you, Jeff. So I understand what you're saying.
Well, that's why a lot of people think that's a hoax. A lot of people think that Magic Johnson made that up to bring awareness to HIV.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm not in that boat. I'm not a tinfoil. You know, I'm not wearing a tinfoil hat. I'm not trying to tell you the world is flat, which, by the way, gave Kyrie Irving a lot of attention over this All-Star weekend.
Yeah, I don't know why a guy would make something like that up personally. And obviously that would change a lot of the ways that people view you. So ultimately that had to be a very, very tough decision for him to come out and talk about it. But truth be told,
well, did you hear the follow-up to that with Rachel Nichols? You know, he was saying that he's talking about the shape of the world, not the literal shape, but the shape that it's become under Donald Trump and everything that's happened, you know, over the last, you know, 5, 10, you know, 15, 25 years. But, you know, the world's definitely not the same place in 2017 that it was in 2010. And I think that that was the attention that Kyrie Irving was trying to bring to himself.
Absolutely. No doubt. Absolutely. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. We're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back to finish this hour.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now the 2-2. A swing and a pop-up. First base side foul ground playable. Perez, Santana makes the catch. Ball game. The Indians have won the American League pennant.
His colors on the street, red, white, and blue. People shuffling their feet. People sleeping in their shoes.
Hey, keep on rocking in the free world, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. That was a little Cleveland love for Jeff Rich, to be honest with you. And thinking about it, man, I mean, gosh, it's right in our backyard, bro. We have spring training, like, literally right around the corner. We're lucky and very fortunate to be able to get out to as many games as we possibly can, to be honest with you, because there's all around us, literally right next door to me. I can practically walk to the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Colorado Rockies facility from my house, Jeff. So we're pretty lucky. We're fortunate. It's that time of year when we get to see the boys of summer.
Yeah, and they're the boys of spring right now. You know, yep. they're the boys of working out the winter kinks. But, man, what a beautiful facility that they have there on the Salt River Reservation there, Talking Stick fields there. The Diamondbacks and the Rockies play there. It's just a cathedral to baseball. Ditto for the Cubs down in Mesa. Nice facility for the White Sox and the Dodgers. I'll tell you what, if you're somewhere where it's cold right now, get out to Arizona and enjoy spring training.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for hour number one. By the way, we are live every Sunday, 11 to 1 Eastern time. Check us out. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Radio News with Tammy Rose.
Any new White House travel ban will not affect green card holders or keep people already on airplanes from entering the U.S. That's what Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said at the Munich Security Conference over the weekend. President Trump's earlier order banning travel from seven Muslim-majority nations was blocked by the courts after its implementation ushered in mass confusion at airports around the country. President Donald Trump plans to interview four candidates for national security advisor at his Florida estate Sunday. Trump told reporters that he'll make a decision in the next couple of days. Trump has been looking for a new NSA since asking for the resignation of Michael Flynn earlier this week. Flynn stepped down after it was revealed he had inappropriate discussions with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. about sanctions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A new report says New Jersey Governor Chris Christie may soon be taking on a role in the Trump administration. Sources tell the New York Post that Christie has been telling friends and staff that while a position has not yet been worked out, he would not replace Reince Priebus as the president's chief of staff. The source said Christie is looking for something that would be answerable to the president. Last month, Trump told the Wall Street Journal that his administration is looking to bring Christie on board in some capacity. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it's a new day and a good day for the relationship between his country and the U.S. Speaking at his weekly cabinet meeting Sunday, Netanyahu took a positive tone about his visit last week with President Trump in Washington. He said he has a strong personal connection with Trump and both men see eye to eye on many issues, including the threat of Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
President Donald Trump is rallying his supporters less than a month after taking office. Speaking to a packed house at a campaign-style event at the Orlando Airport in Melbourne, Florida, Trump kept up his attack on the press.
They have their own agenda, and their agenda is not your agenda.
He accused the press of reporting fake news, saying they have their own agenda, and it's not the agenda of the American people. President Trump also talked about immigration and says deported criminals won't be allowed back in.
You want safe neighborhoods where the streets belong to families and communities, not gang members and drug dealers who are right now, as I speak, being thrown out of the country, and they will not be let back in. We will have strong borders again.
The FBI is conducting at least three separate investigations into alleged Russian hacking and other actions aimed at influencing the presidential election. One investigation aims to discover who hacked into the Democratic National Committee's computers. Another probe is looking at who posted stolen emails from Hillary Clinton's campaign manager. A third investigation is examining the financial records of Russian individuals and companies alleged to have had contact with President Trump's associates. For more news-making headlines across the country, go to westernjournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rowe.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. It's All-Star Weekend in the NBA. It's almost time for Major League Baseball to get started, which is absolutely crazy. I feel like I was just talking about the Cubs and the Indians in the World Series the other day. And obviously, just a whole heck of a lot of KD and Russ, man. That's what's really on my mind. I hate to say it. It's just really on my mind. Floyd money going out. I love it. Okay, cool. Awesome. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well this morning. You know, this is kind of that lull on the sports calendar. We try to get by with a couple of All-Star games. You know, we just kind of get through our post-football, post-mortem depression. And, we try to enjoy these guys. But, you know, there's always drama in sports, man. It wouldn't be sports without the drama.
I agree 100%. But a lot to talk about. We want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. So a lot to talk about. And we've got about 50 minutes or so to do it with you. So keep it close, right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the I can do anything.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like. You know?
I feel you, Michelle. I really do. I feel you. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. And yes, you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Man, oh, man. Just interesting. Just interesting. Because you never know who is watching you. You never know if it's the mailman. You never know who could be watching you. You remember that song, by the way, Jeff, or no?
Oh, yeah. I remember that song. I remember Master P's, Master P covering it. And I remember Geico Insurance using it for something, you know, to advertise their products. So yeah, you hear that song a lot, man. It's catchy. It's got a good theme to it.
Absolutely, and it's true. You absolutely just never know who's watching you, and obviously, or listening to you, and recording you, whatever. So just be careful, really, honestly. I give you my advice. Those are the Dorfman's words of advice for people. Words of wisdom. Be careful what you say.
Well, let me ask you something. Were you watching on Saturday night the? The All-Star, you know, the All-Star Skills Competition, the dunk contest, the Rising Stars game, the three-point shootout. You know, we had a few from the team here in our backyard, the Phoenix Suns. You had Derek Jones Jr. take Big Dog 3 to the finals in the dunk contest. Impressive showing.
And just to let people know, he's a D-leaguer trying to make his way into the NBA as well, but he is in the Phoenix Suns organization.
Well, you know, once upon a time, you had a guy that was a former Chicago Bull that didn't even have a team, but he was the defending three-point shootout champion, Craig Hodges. You know, he ends up shooting in a generic NBA shooting jacket in one of those All-Star weekends. So you don't necessarily have to do a lot. You know, you have to do a lot to make the All-Star team. And, yeah, do you know who the last Phoenix Suns All-Star was? I mean, because we had Marquese Chriss and Devin Booker, who have been, Chriss is a project. He just started playing basketball a few years ago. A little more polished player. He could have been the number one pick in the draft last year.
I'm going to go with, like, Amari Stoudemire or maybe Steve Nash.
It was Steve Nash, and it was five years ago. That's how down this franchise has been from being that 7 seconds or less team under Mike D'Antonio. And, Dan Bickley wrote an article in the Arizona Republic yesterday kind of citing how Phoenix was the birthplace of this high-octane offense evolution. And I can remember it back in the early 90s. You know, you had the Seattle Supersonics, you had the Warriors, you had the Phoenix Suns. You had all these teams that were run and gun. They played, 150 to 145 games. And, we kind of make a spectacle of that when we see it in today's world. But that was kind of the jumping off point of it was, Gary Payton and Sean Kemp and some of those run and gun, Hardaway, TMC, Golden State Warriors team. So the Western Conference kind of revolutionized it. Now now the Phoenix Suns are in just such a lull. You know, we're post Colangelo, we're Robert Sarver's team, and you know they're constantly in the lottery. They're out of NBA purgatory where they were either the eighth seed or they were getting the 13th or 14th pick in the draft. They've been able to add some talent. Devin Booker's something special. Like I said, Marquise Chris is a project. Derek Jones Jr. is a project. You know, you wonder about the future of Eric Bledsoe. I heard him on local radio the other day. He said he wants to play here. But is there going to be anything to play here in Phoenix for in the coming years?
Well, let's be honest. Right now, they're struggling at the All-Star break, 18-39, and like you said, haven't had an All-Star since Steve Nash. That tells you something right there. They've obviously gone downhill. They've gone backwards. I'm really surprised. I'll be honest, man. I've been a fan of this team just because I live here. I've watched them. I obviously saw the days when they had Barkley and whatnot. And
how long have you lived here now?
I've been out here for 22 years or so.
So 22 years, you've kind of seen it all. And I want to ask you something. You know, you talk about the team of the town. You know, obviously up in Wisconsin, it's all about the Green Bay Packers. Where I come from in Cleveland, you know, for years and years, and you know, I've been gone for 15 years, but it's all, you know, it was always a Browns town, even those 3 years that we didn't have a team. And out here, you know, the Phoenix Suns are really the only team that's not really an expansion team or a relocated team in recent years. And they were the team of the town forever. But if you flip on the local dial, the local AM dial, or, you know, even some of the FM sports talk stations that we have here in the Valley of the Sun, all you hear about is the Arizona Cardinals. Now, I understand the NFL is king and it's a 12-month cycle, but good God, you know, the Phoenix Suns have kind of lost their footing. You know, Arizona State doesn't really have their footing with the, you know, I mean, if you're fighting for that Phoenix sports dollar, Phoenix Suns have to do something. You know, the winter sports teams have to do something to keep up with the college programs here.
Well, and you know what, let's be honest here too. If the Cardinals have another poor season like they had this one, I think you're going to see those numbers dwindle as well, because truthfully, there's so many transplants here. Ultimately, people are from somewhere else, and you know they like going to the games because they can see their teams when they come into town, and it hasn't been that tough of a ticket to get, to be honest with you. So all these teams need to kind of worry about putting a better product out there. The Coyotes, the Cardinals, the Suns. If you really think about it, I hate to say it. I mean, look, this town right now, as far as sports go, it's got to be one of the toughest teams to support as far as what they're doing on the floor or field or ice for you, because none of them are any good right now, Jeff. Let's just be honest. Let's call it the way it is. I mean, D-backs, there's a little bit of hope and a little bit of promise, but again, I think they're going to struggle again, don't you?
Oh, I definitely think so. I think that the National League is stacked against them. Even Colorado. I mean, I don't know if it's them or if it's the Diamondbacks or San Diego, but I don't think the Diamondbacks are. You know, I think it's like Mike Holmgren in Cleveland. You know, you know Mike Holmgren is a great football coach in Green Bay. You know him as a pretty good football coach, a coach that got his team to the Super Bowl in Seattle. Wasn't a very good GM. Fired himself as a GM and took that team to the Super Bowl. Goes to Cleveland and robs the Browns ownership of $50 million and kept it, you know, his heart stayed in Seattle. He never was really all in it in Cleveland. So, you know, here they're starved for a winner. I mean, you think about it. The Coyotes were last in the playoffs in 2012 when they went to the Western Conference Finals. It's been a number of years. It's really been since, you had that thing going with Stoudemire and Steve Nash, where they were constantly just trying to get past the San Antonio Spurs. The Diamondbacks, it's been forever. I think it was 2011 when the Brewers knocked them out of the playoffs. And that was a very short-lived run for Kirk Gibson's team. And the Arizona Cardinals, you know, they had Super Bowl expectations and they didn't even make the playoffs in 2016. So, and we know that Arizona State's fallen off, you know, after three consecutive 10-win seasons out of the gate for Todd Graham. He's struggled the last two seasons. People wonder, should he even get 2017? So this is a town that really wants a winner. And I think that, you know, I think that we've got a lot of, like you said, transplant fans here, but it's not 2000. It's not the year 2000 anymore. You know, it's not. This isn't a city completely built on its transplants because we've had such sprawl. We have so many people moving here and staying here and raising their kids here that I think that we're going to have a fan base, but it's going to take another 20, 30 years.
I'll tell you the two teams that I think are easy to get behind here in Arizona. One being the Arizona Rattlers. Obviously, they're always in contention to win the Arena Bowl year in and year out. Okay, that's easy. They're the most winningest team we have here, ultimately. So they're easy to get behind. I've never actually been to an arena football game myself. I would actually love to go and check it out because it looks fun on TV. I love watching it. So the atmosphere is a little different, but that's an easy thing to get behind here. They're pretty good. The other thing is the up-and-comer, and that's Grand Canyon and Dan Marley, what he's building there with that basketball program. So I think there is hope, to be honest with you, man. There's hope. But those things that have been here for so long, like the Phoenix Suns, they've got to answer to the call of a GCU, and they have to answer to the call of an Arizona Rattler team. You know, so and that look, I'm shocked and surprised that I'm even saying that myself. But truth be told, those are the two teams that I think are the hottest as far as people liking here in Arizona.
Well, you know, the WNBA teams won a couple championships.
Sure.
Phoenix Mercury behind Brittany Griner and Diana Taurasi.
Yep.
I mean, you know, definitely the best of college basketball has found its way to Phoenix, but it's still the WNBA, which is a lot more stable than arena football. So I'm willing to go halfway with you because I know that the Western Athletic Conference and Division I college basketball are here to stay, but it's really tough to say what the future of arena football is and if they can get stability as a faction.
Yeah, we'll see. It's interesting. Well, we never really talk Arizona sports, so that was us kind of going through some Arizona sports for people because we live here, man, and we might as well cover the teams here and there anyway. So for Jeff Rich, I'm Dorfman. We'll be right back on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network in just a moment.
No respect. No respect.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. Little hockey theme music, obviously, going there. Look, it's tough to talk about, like I said, honestly, it is tough to talk about all of the Arizona teams as far as being winners. A couple of them are, we know that, but they're not the more polarized teams, if you will. So when we talk about the Arizona Coyotes, I know they're coming off a 4-1 loss Saturday evening. Jeff, 20th year of being around, we know that as well. So what is the state of the Arizona Coyotes at this point?
Well, it's a pretty sad state, to be honest with you. You know, the Coyotes themselves, their very existence is the angst of many a hockey fan, either in cities that don't have a team and feel they should have one, or from like the purest fans up in Canada, especially. They just feel that these Sunbelt teams don't work, that Carolina doesn't draw. You know, Nashville's got a pretty decent draw, but the Florida Panthers, despite how good they've been, you know, they have problems putting butts in the seats because there's other interest in these parts of the country in the winter. You know, people like going horseback riding, people just like enjoying Decembers and Januaries without snow. And, you know, I don't know that many people want to get into the, you know, into the ice rinks and be cold when it's warmer outside than it, you know, which is the opposite of the way that it is in Philadelphia, Buffalo, New York, Columbus. But the Coyotes have just been, they've struggled to find an identity. You know, they were the Phoenix Coyotes. They wore those Kachina green jerseys. They played in Jerry Colangelo's arena down downtown up until about 2003. And then they moved out to an arena that has a hard time drawing fans because it's not the social hub of the Valley of the Sun. If you're outside of the Valley, you have to understand Glendale, Arizona is on the far west side. The bar and the entertainment district, the bars and the entertainment district are all in Scottsdale. They're downtown. So it's quite a commute. It's a difficult place to go after work if you're trying to make a 640 puck drop. So, and they've had ownership issues. They tried to bring in Wayne Gretzky. He brought in a bunch of his friends. And, you know, it's a lot like what's going on with the Diamondbacks with Tony La Russa. You can't just bring in a big name and expect instant results. You can't, you know, sometimes the great players, the great coaches, it doesn't translate to the front office like I was talking about Mike Holmgren last segment. They celebrated their 20th anniversary. This is a team that came from Winnipeg. They were the former Winnipeg Jets. There's Winnipeg Jets again that are the old Atlanta Thrashers, and that's a confusing thing about the National Hockey League. I think people have a hard time keeping up with these franchise relocations and expansion, and they're going to expand again with the Las Vegas Knights coming into the league next year, which You know, the Coyotes are going to compete for market share in the Southwest with them. So not easy times ahead. The Coyotes are trying to get out of Glendale because they have a, they're having issues with arena management out there in Glendale, which excites a lot of hockey fans. You know, the prospect of the team going to Scottsdale or going to Tempe. But, you know, they're not a very good product, but they're very young. They've had a lot of top draft picks. They haven't had quite the top guy. It would have been great to get Austin Matthews, who grew up in Scottsdale. His parents tried to force baseball on him, and he goes down to America West Arena and watches those Coyotes teams when at a very young age. The Coyotes had some success. They were in the playoffs. They didn't win any playoff series until 2012 when they knocked off the Chicago Blackhawks and then the Predators before losing to the eventual champion, L.A. Kings. But celebrating the 20th anniversary of the team in Phoenix on Saturday night, you know, they do lose to the Sharks on Keith Kachuk bobblehead night. But, man, you know, they packed the arena, and it's really an outlier because, you know, we were celebrating that 1996-97 team and, you know, bringing hockey to the Valley. And it's just kind of a sad state of affairs right now. You know, there's a lot of youth, but they might be the star in someone else's sky. You know, Seattle wants a team. Kansas City wants a team. A few places in Canada, Hamilton, Ontario specifically, really wants to put a team in there. And I think that Gary Bettman's going to fight it. And I think that Anthony LeBlanc, the owner of the Coyotes, is going to do everything he can to keep the team here. But he doesn't have an emotional connection to the Valley. Yeah. And I think that that's at the end of the day, it's going to be a fiscal decision whether the Coyotes stay in Arizona, whether they stay in Glendale or move downtown or out to the East Valley. And they've got a lot of fun players in their system, you know, players that might not be quite ready yet, like Anthony Duclair, who they acquired from the Rangers a couple years ago in the Keith Yandel deal, like Max Domi, the son of Ty Domi, who really should stay out of fights like his old man because he's not the same player as old man is. And, you know, this is a team that's going to struggle to win 20 out of 82 games. So that's, you know, it's hard to put butts in seats when you're not giving, you know, not putting the results on the scoreboard.
Yeah, definitely lacking a little bit as far as wins, points, 47 right now. Only them and Colorado are like they're the two worst teams in the whole league, to be honest with you. You said a couple few interesting things to me, to be honest with you, and I want to hit on a couple of them, identity being one of them. And I think you hit on something that was also very interesting when you talked about identity. They tried several different identities when you think about it. They went the Wayne Gretzky route. They went different routes with other coaches in here as well. And ultimately, man, I've said this before about NFL teams, and maybe this should go for every sport and every single different sport there is, if you ask me. Sometimes when you change things up too much, it messes things up because there's just no continuity. So when you say that they've had a lack of identity, me personally, man, I would blame the lack of identity on the leaders, the people in that front office in general, making the decisions about who to bring in here over and over, changing that up. Like, you just got to stick with something here and there sometimes. Like, again, man, we've talked about it, and I'm going to make this comparison. Belichick and Brady. And obviously, that's a winning formula, so it's a no-brainer. You're going to keep it together. Holmgren and Aaron Rodgers. It's winning, but it's not the same type of winning.
You mean Fat Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, big Fat Mike McCarthy. It's winning, but it's not in the same type of fashion. So my point is that if you look at who is successful – it's usually those teams that have that continuity. Look at the Spurs. Popovich been there forever.
How are they post Duncan? You know, I know that, you know, talk about the Valley of the Sun. If you're going to talk about a team, you know, we talk about the Coyotes being the angst of the National Hockey League. Yeah. The San Antonio Spurs are the angst of Phoenix Suns fans. I mean, they just knocked them out, and they've just been so darn good that the entire Western Conference until recently has had to go through San Antonio. And even the, you know, even the Warriors and the Thunder have had to deal with that San Antonio team. I mean, there's no escaping. There's no ducking San Antonio.
Well, and like you said, how are they post Tim Duncan, well, they're four games out of first place in the Western Conference and have 43 wins. Only Golden State has more than them. So I think they're faring pretty good. But
they're still a quiet giant. They somehow get away with flying under the radar always.
Yeah, no, they really do. But again, I'm just going to say that I think you hit on something that really resonates with me, and that's identity, man. And if you don't have an identity, you're going to struggle. I mean, it's just the way it is. That's why the Cleveland Browns struggle, man. I hate to say it. You've had so many, and again, they've had to make these changes. I get it, but ultimately, sometimes you're just better off just leaving things alone and let it play out for a few years. Because if you change it every two or three years, well, then you have a new system. You have new things for everybody to learn, and they just don't get it done. So there's very rarely do you see that 1 or 2 year guy come in and make things happen and it's said and done, bam. It doesn't happen like that. Go ahead.
Let me give you something to think about during the break, and maybe we can pick this up on the other side. This is probably Larry Fitzgerald's last year in an Arizona Cardinal uniform. Could be Carson Palmer's last year as well. Could be Bruce Arians' last year with the headset and the visor.
Yes.
What will their identity be going forward? It seems like they've been trying to Band-Aid it for years to make it happen right now, and they don't have a future as we speak.
No, very good point. All three of those guys could very easily be on their way out. We're on our way out to take a quick pause for the cause real quick. We'll be back to discuss this and more. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
To the station, a far ride on the crazy train.
It's Eric Newton here from Together.Guide with a Together Minute. Prenups have become such a big deal in popular culture that you can't even say the word without triggering all kinds of fears. But the truth is, everyone already has a prenup, whether they want one or not. That's because, no matter where you live, there are laws about marriage and divorce. And those laws, my friends, are a default prenup. A prenup is really just a contract that says what happens during a marriage and if there's ever a divorce. If you don't create your own contract, the state steps in and applies the default marriage laws. So the question isn't whether you want a prenup. It's whether you like and, more importantly, whether you understand the one you've got. So if you're getting married, learn about the marriage laws in your state. They're not too complicated, and you owe it to yourself and your partner to know what you're promising. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn more about our show, visit our website at www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to Match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead. Create your account now at Match.com/together. That's Match.com/together.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, this is Rick Harrow. Join me for Beyond the Scoreboard Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline. We go inside the biggest deals in sports with the biggest names in the industry. In sports news, business, law, marketing, politics, and deal making right here on Sports Byline. That's Beyond the Scoreboard. Only on Sports Byline and SportsByline.com. Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks to Vince. Thanks to everybody. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. A lot going on in the sports world. And he asked me a question right before we went to the break about the Cardinals and Bruce Arians, Larry Fitzgerald, Carson Palmer, and them coming back for one more season altogether and potentially how each of them could be going their separate ways after the year. If I were the Cardinals, I would have let Carson go already. I hate to say it.
But what's the plan B there? What's the plan B to put Carson Palmer? Is it Drew Stanton or is it somebody outside the organization?
I think you're probably going to have to maybe temporarily go to Stanton and then obviously be searching for somebody better outside of the organization. But let me tell you why I feel that way. When you lose the way that they lost to the Carolina Panthers, I don't know if you recover with that guy being your quarterback. And from what I saw on the field this season or this past season now, I think I have a pretty good view and idea on what I saw. And my intuition was correct this season. Could it change next year? Could Carson Palmer be better? Maybe. But he's also a year older. So that also has to take into effect as well. As far as Larry Fitzgerald goes, man, oh, man. That guy's career has been awesome. You want to talk about a wide receiver that'll go across the middle and make plays and get hit? Larry Fitzgerald is definitely that guy. And he's – let me just finish. And he's so respected by his peers. And the guy, he's fantastic. He's a good locker room guy. He's a good community guy. I got nothing to say bad about Larry Fitzgerald. He's earned his stripes. He's awesome. Go ahead, and then I'll tell you what I think of Bruce Arians now. Go ahead.
Yeah, they broke the mold for heart. You know, I'm not talking about the literal heart. You know, I'm talking about the metaphorical heart, the give that you give to your team, and you leave it all out on the field. And, you know, last time the Cardinals were really a championship team when they won the NFC and they, you know, came oh so close to beating the Pittsburgh Steelers in that Super Bowl, it was Larry Fitzgerald and it was Anquan Boldin who broke his jaw. And he was back. He was back almost immediately. I mean, that's remarkable. And that's why, yeah. You know, the team that you like to call the Lie Downs, the Lions.
Yes.
They were in the playoffs because of Anquan Boldin. Anquan Boldin makes your team better. He should have been the Super Bowl MVP, the MVP that went to Flacco when they knocked off the 49ers a few years ago. Anquan Boldin won that game. Anquan Boldin saved Joe Flacco from having a Super Bowl loss.
Yes.
To keep it on with Larry Fitzgerald, you know, there's a fictional Arizona Cardinals receiver that some people might remember from the movie Jerry Maguire, Rod Tidwell. And he eventually told his agent after having an ego, and, you know, there's a coming of age that, you know, happens with every story, especially in Hollywood. And he says, if you tell me to eat lima beans, I'm going to eat lima beans. Larry Fitzgerald, not a lot of alphas would have moved inside to the slot, especially when you have the prototypes, vitals that Fitzgerald has with the height, his weight, his strength, ability to block. He makes that team better. And Bruce Arians was comfortable enough to go to Larry and say, hey, it's not a reduced role. It's just a different role. And Larry has excelled in that role as well. And I'm really going to miss him when he's not a football player for the Arizona Cardinals.
Not only that, they tried to phase this guy out years ago. And he was just too damn good. They couldn't phase him out. So the longevity that he's had, remarkable. you don't see guys doing what he's done for this long. It just doesn't happen. So he's a freak of nature in the best sense, in the best possible way ever when you're talking about a person. He is just an unbelievable specimen out on the football field. And again, great guy in the community. I have nothing bad to say about Larry Fitzgerald.
You know where this team is. You know where this team has failed. This team is, it's not on defense. Yeah, I think that James Betcher's done a great, great job. They've lost Ray Horton and Todd Bowles. You know, Todd Bowles to a head coaching job, Ray Horton to another job.
Yeah.
Betcher was just kind of one of those guys from within that they promoted. You know, they went out and they got Chandler Jones, and they're not sure how tenable Calais Campbell's contract is going to be going forward. So they drafted Kamdichi out of Ole Miss a year ago. You know, they've made the right moves. There's nothing wrong with their defense. Nothing wrong with their offense. You know, they have some issues on their offensive line, but I think that DJ Humphries is going to work out. And, you know, I think that he's potentially going to replace Gerald Valdir on the blind side. David Johnson runs the ball well, and then they have all the little, you know, the little receivers, the John Browns, the Jaron Browns. You know, Michael Floyd is gone, but, you know, so there's going to be a little bit of a shift at wide receiver with the Arizona Cardinals. But they have failed to develop a quarterback. They tried with Matt Leinart. They've tried with John Skelton, Max Hall. They've tried, and they just haven't had a guy that's been able to step up. You know, now they're talking about you know what the plan B was for Carson Palmer? It was to acquire Mike Glennon, a backup to Jameis Winston in Tampa Bay. That's not a winning formula. You have to draft a guy, and I think that a lot of Cardinals fans are excited about a guy from my neck of the woods in Lake County, Ohio, from Mentor, Ohio, the North Carolina quarterback, only has 13 starts under his belt, but Mitch Trubisky. That's a guy that might not help you in 2017, but if Carson's going to play in 2017, why not draft a rookie with the intention of giving him the ball on day one in 2018 if you're the Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be looking to the future. I mean, it's not right away, obviously, but a year away or 2 years away is pretty much right away when you think about it. So they're going to give it one more shot. And let me say this. Let's talk a little bit about Bruce Arians. I liked the guy when he first came here, okay? I thought he changed the culture. We had a losing mentality, and he brought a winning culture and mentality with him. And everything was going great. They were getting to Super Bowls, and, you know, we kind of had this thing rolling a little bit. But as things have kind of progressed, I feel like Bruce Arians has lost a little bit of his magic. I'll be honest with you, man. And I think he makes bad decisions at times in ball games. And ultimately, you know, your players only do as well as the position that you're going to put them in. So if you don't give them what they need to go out there on offense, like you're saying, to develop a quarterback or another wide receiver, well, then you're not doing your job. And I think he's a big rah-rah guy. I guess that's the way I'd put him, is he's a rah-rah guy. And, you know, he's a hyped-up guy, and he can – maybe the emotions can get you through a couple few years. But now we're past that, man. And now I want to start seeing some results on the field. And they failed, man. They failed miserably in this past season after doing so well. And then obviously falling apart to the Carolina Panthers. They just never recovered. And I think he's a guy that you have to put a little bit of blame on that.
I agree with you. I think that he's kind of like the substitute teacher that everybody likes. They come in, it's a different voice. He does new and exciting fun things. And after a while, Captain My Captain gets old. And you have to try something new. You know, it was a problem that Cotton Fitzsimmons had here with the Phoenix Suns. You know, every 3 or 4, he'd have a good run, and then it would run dry after 3 or 4 years. And quite frankly, some of these kids, these young men, they just get tired of hearing these guys yell at them, man. And it just goes in one ear and out the other. And I think that the message is the same, but it's not as well received as it was. You know, when he took over for Pagano, it was a different voice. And, you know, that they had the emotional aspect, you know, playing for Pagano, who, you know, was sick, and, you know, Arians had to take over. And, you know, we all know the story about how the light was left on in Pagano's head coaching office in Indianapolis. And, you know, what is the shelf life on an NFL coach? I mean, not everybody can be Belichick. I mean, I don't think that you are really inspired by McCarthy there in Green Bay. It's just they're getting away with it, right?
Well, look, McCarthy, here's the deal, man. I've been really critical on the guy for several years. However, he impressed me this past season. I'm sorry, man, but they were so decimated. They had nothing. They were playing with fourth, fifth string guys, and they had to throw Ty Montgomery in the backfield to be a running back for them. I mean, like, so I thought that he lost his creativity and that the Packers, you know, were running these simple, easy routes, and that's why, you know, everybody was on him. But as soon as, like, they were put in that awful position, he actually did not succumb to the pressure and lose this team. He actually grabbed the team by the throat. And like, I saw something that I never saw out of Mike McCarthy before, which was a guy that actually had guts, a guy that actually wanted to go out there and make winning plays, a guy that wanted to see his team do things like special. So ultimately, man, he earned a lot of my respect this year. If they would have crumbled, then this conversation we're having right now would be completely different. But he impressed me. He surprised me, I guess is really the way to put it. He shocked me, Jeff. I didn't think he had this type of fight in him. But they could have dude, this team was left for dead. The mere fact that they won the division and played in the playoffs – that's a freaking miracle, if you ask me. So,
you know why you get away. You know why Green Bay gets away with it, and they had you acknowledge they had a terrible roster because they developed a quarterback. You know, they had Brett Favre, and they still took Aaron Rodgers in the first round. And they, you know, and 4 years is probably a little on the long side to sit behind the, you know, to be the guy behind the guy. But when you develop a quarterback, you have this. You have this massive window because quarterbacks can play into their 40s these days as long as they're well protected, as long as they're not stupid. And when you have a guy like number 12, when you have a guy like number 12 in New England, and, you know, I know that that's the cream of the crop that we're talking about right there. When you have a Matt Ryan, when you have a Derek Carr, when you have a guy that was homegrown, you can be patient. You can win around them. You know, you're deficient on defense. You can't run the football like, you know, in both cases, that's the Green Bay Packers of 2016. Yeah. When you have a quarterback, you can get things done and you can kind of figure the rest out around it. And the teams that are not good in the NFL, the Jacksonville's, the Cleveland's, the current Chicago Bears, when you have those teams that don't have it figured out at quarterback and keep trying to fake it until they make it, they're never going to make it.
Well, no, that's such a great point. And by the way, again, you can always check us out live Sundays, 11 to 1 Eastern time, Dorfont Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network each and every Sunday. But look, the bottom line is you make such a great point, dude. Think about it. All these teams that you're talking about, Oakland Raiders, when they had Derek Carr, they were rolling and they were playing great. And obviously he gets hurt and they're a non-story anymore. Denver. They had Peyton Manning. They went to Brock Osweiler, who got the job done.
But look how temporary that was, because Brock Osweiler wasn't the guy. They brought in a Band-Aid. They didn't actually build anything there.
Right. That's my point, is that they had this little bit of success with these two guys, the somewhat of a two-headed monster, if you will. But mainly they were relying on Peyton Manning. We all know that. And then, like you said, Brock Osweiler wound up leaving and goes to the Texans. So they didn't develop this guy, and now that's why we're going to see Denver struggle for the next couple of years until they can develop themselves a quarterback. So that's such a great point. It's such a quarterback's league, man. At the end of the day, if you have a quarterback, you're going to compete in the NFL. It doesn't matter what the rest of your team looks like. If you've got Aaron Rodgers, if you've got Tom Brady, if you've got Joe Flacco, if you've got a Derek Carr, you've got yourself a chance to win.
And that's why the Cardinals need to spend a first-round pick on a quarterback this year.
Agree. We got to take a quick break. We'll finish this bad boy up. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Ah! Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. It's going to put a cap on it for us, to be honest with you. It's the one of my – actually, I'll be honest with you. This is like my favorite part of the show for a couple reasons, because we're done and also because it's parting shot time, to be honest with you. So I actually really enjoy doing parting shot time. Jeff, you're up, man.
Man, it's baseball season. Plenty of college baseball action going on around the Valley this weekend. A lot of it washed out by the rain, but Northwestern in town to play the Sun Devils. We had a tournament involving Northern Illinois, Chicago State, and a few other teams out in Glendale. But the Arizona Diamondbacks are turning the page. No more Chip Hale, no more Dave Stewart. So Mike Hazen and Torey Lovullo are in. And I'm going to tell Diamondbacks fans, you're going to be disappointed. August 1st, Paul Goldschmidt will not be an Arizona Diamondback.
Really? You don't think so, huh?
I think that he's if they get the right package in a trade, it's a wise move for the future.
Yeah, I do too, actually. If you think about it like that, I mean, he's phenomenal. We all know that. But if you can wind up getting four or five, whatever, however many players for a guy
like – rebuild the farm system, brother.
Yep, exactly. It's a rebuilding move when you talk about it. My parting shot is to the NBA. Look, I – really was living the whole weekend on one theme, and I think a lot of people were living on one theme, which is KD and Russ and how that whole thing is going to shake out. And the fact of the matter of that you put a product out there over the weekend for us to watch these kids do something better. Get the stars to these events, please. You're ruining it. It's not that much fun anymore, and I can't wait to watch KD and Russ on the floor at the same time. For Jeff, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman, saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What? This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.